It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we talk about the latest property news from Cairns to Perth and all suburbs in between every morning. And you'll hear us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. The middle of our working week, yes, up to a Wednesday, April the 10th today. And remember, if there is an area too that you would like us to report on, either more of an area or perhaps one of these areas that we haven't really so much covered and spoken about, then let us know. We talk every year to hundreds of real estate commentators, but that doesn't mean that we cover the sort of suburbs that you want some information on. So let us know. The email address is myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. And good morning to you, Joanne and Richard in Perth. Thank you for your email letting us know that you're listening in WA, especially to Matthew's Perth property report. So thank you for that. He's going to be very pleased to hear that. And yesterday we were in regional Victoria, weren't we, talking about properties for first home buyers with a price entry point of 350K. And if you are a first home buyer and missed that, then roll back one episode to hear the full podcast. And staying in Victoria this morning once again, but going to a different price point of the property market. Yes, the exclusive end. And in Melbourne, there is only one suburb that everyone is chasing, and that is Toorak. I mean, you couldn't have more of a contrast from yesterday to today's breakfast podcast. Even the breakfast on the table in regional Victoria probably looks, I suggest, much different than at the Toorak breakfast table. So let's find out about the premium property market with Antoinette Nido from RT Edgar. And good morning to you, Antoinette. What do you think? The breakfast table's looking a little bit different in Toorak?
Oh, I think that's right, Craig. Good morning to you too. So the median house price in Toorak is $5 million, so very different to Maryborough.
Yes, indeed. A lot different. Now, let's have a look at the first quarter for 2024 because it is behind us. But the international demand is still at an all-time high for prestige properties. So can Melbourne keep up with this demand?
Well, I think given that we have just finished the first quarter of 24, the data is not yet available, but if we have a look at a key barometer of what's happening in the prestige market in Melbourne and Toorak, we look to the Knight Frank's Global Residential Forecast for 24. And the staggering thing that came out of that, Craig, is that for the first time ever, you've got Australian cities, Sydney ranking number 5 and Melbourne ranking number 8 in the world, ahead of world-class cities like Monaco, Paris, New York and London, which are some of the world's really powerhouse cities that have been traditionally associated with that prestige property, which we're defining in that top 5% of the market. So that's a really staggering statistic to give you an idea of what is setting the scene for the first quarter in 24.
Yeah, the one that really does stand out is Monaco. That is certainly a surprise. Now, Melbourne, it has been growing through immigration and some of these high net worth individuals coming into Australia. So perhaps talk about that and anything else that has helped Melbourne grow.
Look, I think the key thing that is really resulting in the increase is migration. And of that, if we drill down, there are two segments. The first one is the huge increase of expats returning back to Melbourne. And the second is net international migration. And they're not just from the traditional Asian countries that we have been seeing, particularly in Toorak. So places like, the US, Emirates and Singapore are ranking very highly in where the increased international buyers are coming from.
Okay. All right. So that is Antoinette Nido. We'll come back. We will talk more about the Toorak property market right after this.
Every week, real estate transactions take place as the market shifts month by month. And every day, we keep you better informed and updated on The Real Estate Podcast.
And right now, it is time for another property tip. We go to David Wood, the principal there at Bell Property. Good morning, David. What have you got for us this morning by way of a property tip?
Oh, good morning, Craig. Yes, I think the tip that I'd like to share is when people are looking at period houses and looking to do a renovation, I think it's really important that they engage a planner before they purchase the home. Because when you look at the homes on face value, you think, yes, it can handle this style of renovation or I'll be able to go up at the rear. But there's more to it than that, and only the planner knows all the ins and outs of doing it. So they can quickly look at a home and say, we don't believe this is suitable for a second-story extension for reasons of light with the neighbour or proximity to the street or the angle of the viewing from the street. They're all important factors when you're buying a period home to renovate.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes ignorance is bliss. I remember buying my first property at 19, which was an old villa, 1925. I can't tell you how much work I put into this, David. And looking back at it now, if I had the same buying choice, I would say I can't do it. But, you know, I was young back then.
That's right, and we all were, and our first homes are all stories. But today there's so much money involved that if you get it wrong, it can be extremely costly.
Yes, that is some very, very good advice this morning. Thank you, David. Now, if you thought that 2023 was a hot summer, turns out that it was the hottest year on record for 2023. And climate scientists, now they're somewhat baffled by a puzzling trend, and that is extreme heat exceeding global warming projections. Despite various climate drivers, temperatures soared by 1.44 degrees Celsius. That is surpassing predictions by a significant margin. With March the hottest on record, with temperatures soaring 2.12 degrees Celsius above average in Europe alone. So the scientists at the moment, they're trying to figure out why this is going against all of their modelling. Of course, we hope, don't we? We're not at that tipping point.
Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us.
And it is a Real Estate Wednesday today, and sticking with Victoria, we are in Toorak, and Antoinette Nido from RT Edgar is here talking about the demand, talking about the immigration, talking about those high net worth individuals, which gets me to this question, Antoinette. We have talked about the demand being very strong. You have said on many occasions that you have these buyers, but you just don't have the critical stock to keep up with their demand in buying these prestige properties. So what is in demand the most?
Look, what we're seeing in the marketplace is the big demand is that 10 million plus family-friendly homes that are ready to live in. So turnkey new builds with the bells and whistles, the basements already done, multiple living areas, lift, the indoor-outdoor space is very, very important. But it's these buyers are very discerning, so it's got to be the one. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. And of course, tastes, some people like a more traditional heritage home, others like more contemporary. Whilst certainly the demand is outstripping supply, there's also the question of personal taste, which really does come into it as well.
Yeah, and you've got this example of 9 Bendigo Avenue in Elwood. I understand that this sold in February, set a bit of a record for the highest price achieved.
Now, that was a beautifully renovated home. And Elwood is a, you know, premium Bayside suburb, but it's not your traditional Toorak or Brighton. And it sold for an absolute record price, which is undisclosed, but right up there with Toorak prices. And if we have a look at why that particular property got that result, it was picture perfect, beautifully renovated. It was an Edwardian with a contemporary addition at the back, which was very sympathetic. And it really had the wow factor of all wow factors. So that sale really does say it all. So there were multiple bidders and the property sold for in excess of the quote range.
Okay, so those are some properties that are selling, but we should put a little bit of a footnote here. It is not just a shortage of prestige properties for people to buy, but also when you have a look at the rental market, the exclusive rental market in Toorak, that also seems to be in pretty high demand. And I guess when you've got these people wanting to, these high net worth individuals come back to Melbourne with their children, particularly wanting to get them into the right school district, this probably plays a little bit of a factor, does it, in terms of people wanting to rent these prestige properties?
Look, certainly rental, look, has been in the media a lot about the rental crisis, and Toorak and South Yarra are no different. There certainly is a demand. So expats come returning from overseas will want to often rent, live in the area whilst they're looking for their search, but it's very difficult to find properties. We know that we are doing a number of off-market high-level rentals because we don't even have to put them at the market and on the market, and there will be lists of tenants wanting to snap up these homes, particularly in the areas with, you know, good schools, etc., for which Toorak is renowned.
All right, so we'll leave it there. That's a little bit of an update, a little bit of a snapshot after Q1 happening there in Toorak. And as I said at the start, quite a different market. Antoinette, enjoy your Wednesday and look forward to chatting soon.
Thanks, Craig. Same to you.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling and investing across Australia.
They feel that investing's not so good after all because they've bought a property that seems like a dud. They sell down and then never invest again. That's not how you should be investing as a property investor.
Now, you said avoid the noise. That is a very significant thing for investors to try and run at their own speed. That is easier said than done, though, isn't it?
Well, it is easier said than done, but I can think of many times in those early days where I thought, oh my gosh, I bought this property, it's not doing a lot for me, or I bought a dud, or why on earth did I buy in that area? And a lot of those properties that I thought that about now are my best performers at the moment. I think we have to understand that providing certain things exist in an area, then at some time in your whole period, it's going to perform really well for you. What we can't anticipate is when that will be. It might be the year after you buy it, or it could be 5 years after you buy it.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.